Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen. Carmichael, yes, it is me. We're going to get right to something. I've been struggling over what to bring back in on this, just this episode, let's say. Before I tell you what I'm going to do, I'll do what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I reach down when I have notes. The last caller was asking me some things, and I reach over and I have a pile of paper. I don't know if you do this. To say paper, I have paper that's been printed on one side, and then if I don't need it, I just set it in a stack and I use it for scrap paper. It's very important to have scrap paper around when you're doing a radio show. That when somebody calls, I try to take notes. So I reached down, I picked up a piece of paper, and I looked and it had writing all over one side, of course. So what do? I turn to the other side. And guess what? There was writing on the other side, and that was frustrating. So I just kind of tossed it aside. I wasn't going to spend time to figure out what all this writing was. It was just a defective scrap of paper. So I reached in, got another one, and then I couldn't find my pen. Oh, by the way, oh, here's my pen. So I found my pen. It was on the floor, and that was all while the caller was talking. I was a little bit confused. Now, what I found, and I'm going to open this up for bidding now. It's starting at $5,000. And as a gift for your the highest bid, and really this is going to ultimately pay for some college students' tuition. Yeah, they happen to be related to me, and I'm training them, preparing them for their station in life to conduct Christian ministry. So I've got two kids in college right now. We don't really know where the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, let's see, eighth. I know where the first three tuition payments are coming from. I don't know where the last five are coming from. They're currently in their senior year. One of them is 18. He'll be 19 next month. He might be doing two senior years. We got him doing a dual degree. My other one is a 21-year-old daughter. She's in her senior year. And by the way, they're doing really well. They're smoking it, man. They're going to be getting some honors. They're doing a good job for mom and dad. Bless their hearts. Just this is what I found. I found a piece of paper. That is the piece of paper. It's written on both sides. That frustrated me. But what it is, I wrote a book. It's called Faith, the Final Frontier. Faith, the Final Frontier. It's sort of an autobiography. But what it does is it talks about these really crazy things that I did. Oh, I can't put this paper in front of the camera. All these crazy things that I did because I was absolutely sure that in some cases, get this, God had spoken to me. Is that scary? I mean, I was really convinced. And then I behaved according to what I was told. And then what happened was really wild. You know, what happened? Some would say coincidence. Others would say providentially. Things happened that were mind-boggling. Just would blow your mind. And you say, man, there's got to be a God in heaven that speaks to people. So that's Faith, the Final Frontier. There came a point when I sat down and I just jotted out what the contents would be. I was studying on how to write a book. While I'm writing a book, I'm studying on how to write a book. And so I actually got down and wrote an outline of what the paper would be. The opening line was a still small voice. Was said prologue, introduction, and of course there's no prologue, or yeah, there's sort of an introduction. I typed that in, not really knowing what I was going to have. Then I typed the word a still small voice, and then in 1, 2, 3, 4 in my pencil, and it looks like it could have been a mechanical pencil because it's kind of neat. Looks like I might have two different kind of pencils. I wrote out an outline, and it's on two sides of this paper. The bidding's going to start at $5,000, and not only will you get this in thanks for your offering to what we're doing here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a free Faith, the Final Frontier book for the highest bidder of this outline that I will authenticate. I will find some way of authenticating it so I don't mess it up. But that's something. It's a little bit weird. It just occurred to me. And if you'd like to give to our ministry a gift of $5,000, or more, then I will certainly let you have this paper and find some way of authenticating it that would be satisfactory to you and some expert who knows how to authenticate these things without messing them up. And of course, I will give you as thanks for your kind, generous offer, one copy of Faith, the Final Frontier, and I'll sign it. I actually pray about what I'll sign before I sign, too. That's something I'll do. I'll try to get something that is God-directed, not necessarily me-directed. At least I'll try anyway. Do my part. Our number here is 888. It's weird but true. I say weird things because I can. I'm on the radio. You give me a microphone. Other talk show hosts say really weird things. They rant and they rave. I do try to keep myself to a reference, constitutional reference, biblical reference, right versus wrong. That's what I try to do. Let's talk about this very troubling topic. Sex offenders welcome. Florida apartments offer home. This touches me a little bit here, not because I'm a sex offender, but because I am one of those people who goes through life trying to live free. I look at the Bible, and there's certain directions and prohibitions in the Bible, and I live by them. The problem is my living according to biblical precepts sometimes comes in conflict with an administrative preference of governments or other organizations, associations, businesses, things like that. I can't necessarily always conform to the societal norm. We have a depraved society, so the closer we get to a biblical perspective, the more conflict that we're going to encounter. And that's something as a perspective I'd like to share. So what happens is, because you've got these sex offenders on the street, instead of being, in some cases, suffering from a capital offense or being imprisoned indefinitely in a city of refuge called a penitentiary so that nobody would take retribution, would take vengeance upon them. What they are, they're out in the street. So what happens is now to make sure that nobody's a sex offender, we have to, recently a discussion came up at my church of having everybody involved in youth ministry to do a criminal background check. Give that beautiful 9-digit number and a scan of your right hand or your forehead, and we'll do a criminal background check to see if you are worthy of ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you say, that's right. If you're not a criminal, you don't have anything to worry about. The only thing I worried about is Revelation chapter 13. And before two or more witnesses, let every word be established. And my perspective is, so I'm going to take this story. I'm going to talk about this house for sexual predators or offenders. I guess we'll just review the story here in a second. But here's the thing. If you're in a church, act goofy like me and my family. People mock us for our piety. They mock us for our propriety. They mock us for not letting our kids go see trashy movies that other people are having. In fact, this is in the church. I had a group of people, sometimes they'll invite their kids over to watch a movie, and I do a review on the movie. You know what? It's like, that's trash. I shouldn't be seeing that trash. No matter how much my hormones may crave stimulus that I might get from that trash, I have to have some exercise and self-control and just not participate. And of course, not have my kids participate. And then they feel kind of goofy. Man, Dad, we don't fit in with everybody. That's right. You don't fit in with everybody. And it's going to work out for you. While everybody else is perverting their minds and getting themselves caught up in different situations and putting young men and young ladies in unsupervised situations where something might happen that, like the caller explained, an 18-year-old male and a 17-year-old female, or vice versa, maybe a 19-year-old female and a 16-year-old male, or other kind of things in a physical contact relationship that was really meant for an eternal man and woman relationship in matrimony forever. And the man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and the two cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And that which God has joined together, let no man separate. It's an ordinance of God from the beginning. So that's what you have. See, we're a little bit weird. I tell my son, you have to treat a young lady today just like I treat any married or single woman as a minister of the gospel. What I do, and I make sure if there's a situation where somebody needs a ride home or I need a ride home and a lady offers me a ride home, you know what I tell her? No, thank you. Or unless I have another person there, an interested third party who's there for all of our protection. So just to tell you what you're listening to, I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network, and we're going to just continue on with our conversation. The call-in number here is 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. I'm talking about this strange sex offender thing. And let me go to the article, and then I'll come back and share with you the kind of thing that I've seen happen recently in our own lives. Sex offenders welcome. Florida apartments offer home. This was published today. This story was published today, and this is an Associated Press article that was originally published on Friday, September 25th. September 2nd. Now, this is a story. There's 35 sex offenders that live in a complex about 3 miles from Pahokee. 3 miles from Pahokee is a poor farming community of 6,000. So many of you probably know where that is. I really don't. I don't have a clue where it is. And there's this advertisement. It says, leaving prison or jail soon? Do you have special requirements concerning where you can and cannot live? You may have just found the answer to your prayers, reads a pamphlet advertising the privately owned 24-acre village. Now, I think this is important because it is true. You do have people who are convicted of these offenses. And then once they get out, I mean, now you got to track everybody on the planet to make sure they're not a child predator or something. But there's certain things that require restrictions. Can't get within 1,000 feet of a school or a park or whatever. We read something the other day. I think it was a Florida bill that somebody was proposing. Yes, it was. It's a Florida bill. I'll have to look into it. I don't think it's House Bill 71. I'll double check. But where they say if one of these persons convicted of this crime goes to a park and talks to a child, with the intent of having a discussion that is explicit, sexually explicit or provocative or whatever terms they use, then it would be a commission of a following crime. Well, I'm thinking, hello, why would you have a statute directed toward people that have been convicted for as being a predator or whatever like that? When that's just a crime because it's a crime, because it's evil. So that was a little bit weird. So I don't know. Maybe somebody will make some changes to the bill. It's going to be proposed for the next session, the 2010 session in the Florida legislature. Well, some of the people of Pahokee are saying, hey, what's going on here? There's 35 of these guys all in one place. That's just too many in one place. It's very, very risky. Well, on the flip side, would you like all 35 of them in 35 different places? And the local person says it's a little unnerving, but our hands are tied. This is reported by the Associated Press. The village has become a haven for the ex-cons who face tight restrictions on where they can live. Nationwide, hundreds of ordinances require sex offenders to dwell at least 1,000 feet from anywhere children gather, such as schools, churches, etc. There are narrowing housing options for these people. I mean, you can't get a job. I mean, that's true. Once you let them out, you know, watch this. This one gentleman, he gave his name, Louis Aponte, says society sees us as lepers like rejects. And he moved to this park, he calls it 35, I'm sorry, just a few years ago. He says, I don't know where I'd be without it, probably living with my family, but that would be tough, he said. So that's something to think about. In this little town, and really what started about it was a guy who was a prison minister who came up with this idea of realizing when these guys get out of jail, they're really between a rock and a hard place kind of thing. I mean, what do you do with them? I mean, there's a big question right there, a political safety issue, a big question. And of course, we're going to come back to this. If you have any information on this stuff, you feel free to give us a call at 888-850-1872. Parents, we're going to try to keep this on the family-friendly level. This may be something that you want to caution yourself into having your little ones listen to, because why pollute their minds with all this horrible stuff? This stuff should be carefully delivered to your children, the information like this, in a very appropriate setting that's very parentally controlled. So be careful there. We are going to come back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it, give a little more details of this particular thing that's going on in Florida. And we shall return here on the Faith and Freedom Show. Give us a call, 888-850-1872.